Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Off-Menu podcast, taking the chickpeas of conversation, the olive oil of humour, the lemon of chat, and the tahini. There's more ingredients in hummus than I remembered.
Quite a lot, isn't there?
Yeah.
It's not as simple as people think.
The tahini of friendship.
Yeah.
Putting it in the blender of the internet and whizzing it up to produce one wonderful podcast.
That is it, Gamble. My name is James Acaster. I didn't know tahini was in hummus. And this is the Off-Menu podcast. We own a dream restaurant. We invite a guest in every week and we ask them their favourite ever. Start a main course, dessert, side dish and drink. Not in that order. And this week our guest is...
Rina Sawayama. I don't think tahini has to be in hummus. I think it can be.
Oh yeah, optional.
Yeah.
Rina Sawayama is a fantastic musician. I'm a big fan.
Yes.
Very excited for this episode.
Very excited. It's not often we get musicians on, James.
No. And, you know, more fool us.
More fool us. Also, I just think sometimes musicians don't want to come on our podcast because we're so cool.
You know what I think?
Go on.
Never mind the Buzzcocks has really damaged comedians when it comes to getting musicians to approach them.
Yes.
Because it used to be back in the day, you go on Buzzcocks and they just take the absolute piss out of you.
Mm.
And now, anytime a musician hears, like, oh, do you want to go on this thing? It's these comedians that go, nope, because we know what's going to happen on that shit. And, you know... I'm always aware of it. When I interview a musician, talk to a musician on TV or podcast or whatever, I'm aware that they see me as some cocky little shit who's strutting into the room ready to try and make them look silly. And I wholeheartedly am grateful to any musician who comes anywhere near me.
Well, bad luck, because I'm going to tear her a new one.
Oh, no!
I'm absolutely going to take her apart, mate.
Oh, God.
I got a roaster.
Look, it was good cop, bad cop, I guess, this episode. But listen, I am going to be nice as peach pie. However, if Rina says the secret ingredient, an ingredient which we deem to be gross, usually,
yes,
then
grosso.
We do have to kick her out of the dream restaurant. That's the format.
So sorry, Rina. And today, the secret ingredient is banana yop. Banana yop. No, thank you.
Now, this is your suggestion,
yeah.
Ed. This is from you, from your heart.
Yes.
You don't like banana yop?
I don't like banana yop. Never really a fan of banana-flavoured things, as we've discussed before.
I love banana-flavoured
things. Yes, but yop, especially like that sort of like milkshake you can buy from a newsagent.
Made
always,
of yoghurt.
Always hated it.
Is yop made of yoghurt? It is, isn't it?
Is it?
I think yop is a yoghurt milkshake.
Oh, God.
So that is why it's worse.
It's a yog shake.
It's a yog shake. And, you know, I had some yop, maybe when I was an open spot comedian. I used to drink yop every now and again.
Yeah, of course. I can imagine you walking around town really early in a town because you had to get the early train ticket because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Big backpack on.
Yeah.
Strutting around with not a normal size bottle of yop.
Yeah.
a 1.5 litre bottle of Yop.
Yeah.
Just swigging it from the bottle.
Yeah.
Like just going, walking around town.
I was once walking around London drinking a Yop. And this is right in my first year being a cop. It's 2008, this will be. Walking down the street, drinking a Yop, and a car of youths slowed down beside me, and one of them leant out and said, "Drinking Yop like a tough guy!" And then they drove away.
Right, well, so Yop should be your suggestion as well.
Yeah, I didn't like it when that happened, and I especially didn't like it because I tried to turn it into material at the time, and everyone thought that I'd like made up an inconsequential, silly, weird thing that had been said to me. So it didn't work. So I was doubly annoyed because I was an open spot, desperate for some material. Told them that someone was shouting that at me, and they were all like, "Yeah, whatever."
But because, of course, 2008 was the era of people making up things, anecdotes. Also, I did an Edinburgh show, Peacock and Gamble Heartthrobs, in 2013. Where we were sponsored by a butter company and we had to plug the butter throughout the show and Ian had to eat some of the butter. Yes. But the conceit was that he left it too late so it was all melted by the end and he had to drink it and that was always banana Yop. So it's supposed to be, it's disgusting he's drinking all this melted butter, but by the end of it, all I smelt for the whole show was just this hot banana Yop.
Oh,
geez. And then Ian had to drink it and quite often he would be sick.
Yeah, okay, so I can see why you don't like banana Yop.
Banana Yop.
Yeah. Well, that is it then.
Yeah.
If banana Yop comes up, and I don't think I ever want to drink it again after hearing that,
no,
then Rina will be out. But hopefully that won't happen.
I'm not sure it will.
Rina's also got her new album out, Hold the Girl.
Hold the Girl.
It's out now. You should all buy it, listen to it.
She's got a hot sauce.
A hot sauce called This Hell. That's very exciting. You had some for lunch. You said it was delicious.
Very, very nice.
I mean, and it's going on tour soon. Yeah. So it's all go.
You can listen to the album while swigging the hot sauce and watching her live.
Yeah.
Bit weird to listen to the album while you're watching her live.
Listen to the album on the way to the gig. Listen to this podcast during the gig.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And then that's complete.
I'm sure she'll be fine with that.
For the completists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll ask her. This is the off-menu menu of Rina Sawayama. Welcome, Rina, to the Dream Restaurant.
It's beautiful. The ambience is amazing. Who did the design?
Welcome, Rina Sawayama, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
I'm so happy to be here.
Who did the design was the question, James. Who did the design on the Dream Restaurant?
Me.
Was it?
Not Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
It was. I always lie and say it's me, but it was Llewellyn Bowen.
Yeah, you picked it. You can see right through him now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it used to be you, right? You designed it, and then he came in with the changing rooms team.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah.
You lot had arranged for me to go out and, like, do... I thought I was having a nice day out, and then I turned up, and everyone was like, "What do you think of this?"
Purple velvet on the floor.
Yeah, purple velvet.
Very
everywhere.
Comfortable.
Is that how you're visualising your dream restaurant? Has it got a lot of purple velvet?
No, we're in the dream restaurant right now, and I can feel the purple velvet between my toes.
But you know that the dream restaurant is all from your... It's all conjured up from your brain. Everyone sees a different restaurant. So it's your dream here.
And you're in it.
We're in it.
Why are you guys in it?
Yeah,
sorry about that. Can we stay?
Yeah. Hope we can.
Llewellyn Bowen, man.
That was not the name I was thinking of, like, you
well,
know, like,
go.
Like manifesting into the universe this morning, but I don't know. It just came out, so it must have been in my conscience.
You're at the cutting edge of music, and the first person you've you've come up with is Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
Yeah, but he's quite, you know, I would say he's the TV equivalent of, like, you know, hyper pop and stuff like that.
Would you?
Llewellyn Bowen, yeah.
That is such an incredible statement.
Yeah.
Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen is the TV equivalent of hyperbop.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's everything turned up to the max.
That is true. We took him for granted in changing rooms, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Surely Timmy Mallett is more turned up to the max than Llewellyn Bowen.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. Maybe like Llewellyn Bowen is more like more sophisticated.
Mm.
Llewellyn Bowen's like Sophie and Timmy Mallett is like 100 gecs.
Okay. Just loads of things I haven't heard of.
Yeah. Just throwing things at Ed that he doesn't know.
I know Timmy Mallett.
Yeah, yeah. You know Timmy Mallett?
Mallett's Mallett.
I love Llewellyn Bowen.
Yeah, that's where my brain is now.
But would you agree with my... I think I've nailed it there.
Kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even Rina doesn't know what to say.
Yeah, yeah. Rina doesn't agree with it.
Yeah.
No, it's... I just, like, I don't... Like, I'm so careful about, like, being cancelled.
Oh, yeah.
By hyperpop fans, so I feel like any comparison of Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen to any hyperpop girlies is going to get
like
me cancelled today.
That really? Could do it.
Yeah,
is that what it takes in the hyperpop community?
Oh, yeah.
And then
it can be
done.
Anything.
Well,
yeah,
that's okay.
And then my entire career's shot.
Wow.
But at least we're in the dream restaurant, so I'm happy.
You'd think you'd be cancel-proof within your own dream restaurant, but you're not.
No.
Well, let's see what happens to me, I guess.
Just remember...
I think most of them would just be quite pleasantly surprised to hear that I know those people. So I think I'm probably okay.
Very cultured.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a cultured guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a cultured guy. I don't get enough credit for it. So, Hold the Girl is your new album out now. What can people expect? It's very exciting. Because you've evolved with every album, I think that's fair to say. You've changed it up.
Well, the first record that came out in 2020 during lockdown, I just did whatever the hell I wanted, basically. Like, genre-wise, production and songwriting-wise, I just, you know, I didn't have a label at the time. And then I took the record to labels to be like, hey, do you want this album? Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like fully fleshed out. So I wanted to continue that spirit with this record. But obviously, like, I'm no longer the person I was back then. For me as a songwriter, I just want to write bigger pop songs. Mm-hmm. So it's still got that like heart of exciting production, maximalist sounds, but with pop hooks.
Great.
And it's a lot of the references are like country music. There's some garage, stadium rock, 2000s pop rock. Mm-hmm. Also like Brit indie, like Block Party and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like it's definitely more rock leaning, but it's still a mishmash.
Are you cutting in between the genres on the same song? Because that's what I like about a lot of your stuff, is that it kind of goes, you're in one genre 1 second, and then bam, there's a burst of another one, and then you're back in the original one again. Or are you blending the genres into a seamless new thing?
In my opinion, I think it's a little bit more refined this time, where it is a little bit more of a seamless blend. But I think like songs like Hold the Girl, where it's just so obvious, like, you know, the first chorus is very stadium rock, and then like the following is like garage, and then the next is like Don't Tell Me by Madonna, like that kind of pop. So yeah, it's still got the essence of experimental production, which is what excites me about the whole process. Mm-hmm. But what excites me on the songwriting side and the melody and the lyric writing side is writing like the most refined pop song.
Right, yeah, yeah. I put one of your songs on a friend's... there's a friend's birthday that I can't make it at.
Yeah.
And they asked me to do some DJing at it, but I can't make it. So I've had to make the playlist remotely and send it to them.
Yeah.
I put XS on the playlist. I'm quite excited to see how it goes down.
Oh, my God. I'd be so
it's
curious.
Up soon.
That's how in demand you are as a DJ, man. You're not even going to be there. You're remotely DJing a party.
I'm quite worried about not being there for the DJ set, because people can really openly slag it off.
Right,
people
can
go, this guy... he doesn't know how to do it, put a playlist together. Whereas if I was there, I think they'd probably be a bit more delicate about it. But this could be.
But then if they're complaining, you're not there, so you don't know.
Yeah, but he'll worry about it.
Someone
will be thinking about.
God.
Be sleepless nights.
Yeah. No. Every single night until it happens. Oof. And then I'm seeing the birthday girl the next day, so I can ask her.
No, you're not.
Then,
if she's in tears.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
I'm not.
No, she's going to cancel.
Oh, she'll cancel on me.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. That's how I know. You're going on tour.
Yep.
Because your first album came out in 2020, and you had an EP out before that, yeah?
I did, but that was released independently. So my first like studio, like kind of with budget album was 2020.
Yeah.
But it obviously like fell within peak COVID lockdown. And so back then our expectations were not as high. We were just like, well, you know, like people are going to want new music, so let's just like put it out. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of, you know, have a life of its own, and it kind of did way better than we expected, but couldn't tour for 2 years. And the moment that the world opened up and I could do all these festivals and these tours, but I really haven't performed it more than like 30 times, I want to say, the record. Mm-hmm. And now I've had to move on to the next one and just cut a bunch of the old ones out of the set list because it just won't fit.
That must have been so weird, like releasing something in lockdown and seeing it grow with the amount of people listening to it and stuff, but not knowing... the fan base was growing in that sense, and then doing the gig just like landing on your feet and they're all in front of you.
Oh, it like none of it felt real.
Yeah.
None of it felt real because it was all online. And, you know, even though my follower numbers were going up, when you're not actually meeting people in real life or performing to people and you're not actually seeing the kind of number of people in the venues grow, you don't know. Or like, you know, I never used to get recognized, and then it was, you know, only after like 2.5 years after the record came out that, because the world started opening up, that's when I started to get recognized. Yeah. And it was so weird because I went from like seeing no one, thinking that nothing was real, to then things opening up and everything was a bit scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think everyone's had a bit of a like shock coming out of lockdowns and having to readjust to you know, everything being busy and full on, let alone if before lockdown you were anonymous and could just walk around and now after it all, suddenly people are stopping you in the street. That's a lot to deal with all at once.
Yeah, it was very anxiety inducing. I actually like re-entered therapy for it because I got such serious imposter syndrome and I was just completely, I had such bad anxiety about COVID anyway because I had to work during COVID, so there were some times like we had to film Jimmy Fallon performance during COVID, but it was this fear of like anyone on set getting COVID because it could get shut down and all this. There's so much COVID related anxiety, but obviously I had to keep working, so then the anxiety definitely still remained as we left COVID. And but now I feel fine.
Meet the Roots? Sorry.
I did eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
To say that you were in lockdown and then you came out of lockdown and you had all these extra fans, we did it the other way around.
Yeah, yeah.
We went in with loads of fans and just shed them throughout the lockdown. Yeah, yeah.
Now
no one recognises us.
No one recognises us as human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this true?
No.
Oh, my God.
We maintained our
You've
exact
grown
level.
And grown.
Yeah, yeah.
No?
It's grown. Don't be modest, Ed.
Yeah.
Fucking massive.
Yeah. Just trying to be a laugh.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely humongous.
Just trying to be a laugh.
Yeah.
Any collabs on the new album?
No collabs.
Well, there is a collab we want to talk about, though.
Which one?
And that is this hot sauce, this hell.
Yes.
This is a collab with Lou's.
Yes.
Lou's hot sauce. I've had Lou's hot sauce before, and I've just tasted this.
What do you think?
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Really, really good.
My favourite is Louisiana hot sauce, so I really wanted it to be like that spice level, that heat level. But then I was like, yeah, just put some Asian in there as well, and then just call it a day. It tastes really good. I actually don't know what's in it, but it tastes really good.
You done hot ones?
No.
Would you do it?
Yes, I would.
Where would you?
I think it's a very humbling moment. Oh, that would be like...
Where would it go?
It would start, it'd be zero, surely.
Your one would be the first one.
It's very quaffable, is what I thought.
Yeah,
it's definitely got a spice kick, but I was glugging it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's meant
really
for glugging.
Tasty. Yeah, eggs. I'm going to take this bottle home when I have it on eggs in the morning.
Yeah, great. Oh, my God, I'm so glad you enjoy it.
Really good.
Have you tried the hot ones thing? Do you have enough hot...
You've tried the...
I've had the bomb.
Ooh.
I've tried the bomb a few times. The first time I had it, I was so sparing with it that I thought, this isn't anything. I don't know why people make a big deal of it. And then the next time I had it, I kind of was a bit more liberal. And I had it after a gig I'd done for Benito, actually. Benito promotes a gig in Hackney. I did that gig, went to my girlfriend's house nearby. We ordered a pizza. I put loads of de bomb on it. And absolutely, what had been a triumphant evening very quickly became quite regretful.
Oh, no.
Any hot sauce with a stupid name is going to be bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it even tasty, though, when it gets that hot? What's the point?
No, it tastes very bad. And I think the deliberate figures that it's meant to just be painful. Mm. And I've got managed to get my nephews so obsessed with de bomb. They've never had it before. They're like both, you know, like pretty young. But they're so obsessed with de bomb that they threaten each other with it all the time now. So they'll always go, don't leave my toys alone, I'm going to feed you de bomb in your sleep. And it's like that all the time.
That's such a peak culture reference again. Yeah. Your entire family's so cultured.
That's so cool.
That's
your family's so online,
say.
Man. So online.
Yeah. Listen up. If you don't put my Charlie XCX album back in its sleeve, I'm going to put de bomb in your cereal. That's what they say to each other. We always start with still or sparkling water.
I'm going to say still, which I know is like boring, but okay, because I'm always like talking, right? I just don't want to be gassy.
Yeah.
So like before shows and stuff, I can't have anything gassy because it'll come up in the first song.
Yeah.
Like I'll have to do a really like slick off the mic, like hair flick, but it's a burp.
That's what people are doing.
That's
when they
what
do
it is.
That.
Every time I do a hair flick, it's a burp.
In time.
Yeah. So that's not something I enjoy doing. It's really stressful because you know that feeling like when it's rising in
when
your
you
throat.
Feel
when
it,
you can
like,
feel it.
When it's a bubble.
Yeah, when it's a bubble and you're like, oh no. And you're singing, you have to keep singing.
Yeah.
God.
But then you have like one break in a sentence and then you can just burp and then come back to the show and be a pop star.
I love that you've choreographed your burps though. That's great.
Oh yeah, but it's on the fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. So that's why I've stopped drinking fizzy stuff before shows.
If I was a vocalist who used a lot of, you know, some vocalists now have a lot of effects on their voice and auto-tune live. Mm-hmm. It's got all that sound. If I had a burp going, I'd be very tempted just to burp into the mic just to see how it sounds.
You know, in the spirit of experimentation, I think next time you feel a burp coming on stage, you should just let it go.
Yes, and also I'll find some sort of auto-tune plug-in like the most extreme distortion.
Yeah.
And maybe some sort of metal, like, scream distortion.
Mm-hmm. I'm on board.
And then just in the middle of the most beautiful, like ballad. crack on it.
I think it'd go down well.
There's got to be a death metal band somewhere where the vocals are just all burps.
I always think that about death metal singing.
Yeah.
Kind of, isn't it the same feeling, the same sensation as burping?
It's like a gravelly burp, I guess. Yeah. You got to bring it up from somewhere down deep.
It.
Yeah.
There we go.
You've definitely played me some stuff before that just sounds like someone's burping all the way through.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. You love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Or someone's doing that, you know, that thing with the...
Mongolian throat singing.
Yeah, but there's for the whole song.
Yeah.
And so basically they're doing
with
that.
With a bit more like grit.
Yeah. A big old burp.
Yeah, it's a big long burp.
What's your favourite genre?
My favourite genre, definitely burp metal, burp death. Burpcore. It would be burpcore, wouldn't it?
It'd be burpcore, belchcore, something like that. Yeah, to be fair. Pop it up, sword bed!
Oh my god!
Pop it up, sword bed, Rita, so we have it. Pop it up, sword bed!
Oh, I knew that was coming, but it's still scary. Okay.
You did it well there, man.
Thank you.
That was really good.
Yeah.
You didn't even take a breath. Whew. I'm going to say, okay, yeah, right, bread.
Yeah.
But Joe and the Juice.
Yeah.
Sandwich, bread. You can't find it anywhere. It's just on the Joe and the Juice sandwich.
The bread that they use in the sandwich.
Yes.
You want that without the sandwich? Without the
filling? Maybe like a thin slice of prosciutto.
Yeah.
But nothing else. And maybe pesto.
Yeah.
Is that bread? There. That's just a sandwich.
So they don't sell the bread separately?
No.
Have you ever found yourself buying a Joe and the Juice sandwich, scraping out the filling and just taking the bread home?
No, but I feel that 100% the best part about that sandwich is the bread. Yeah. Uh-huh. 100%.
What taught me through it? I don't think I've ever had a sandwich from
Joe and
the
Juice. I've only had...
Juice.
And sometimes Joe.
Fair enough.
But
is that supposed to be coffee?
Yeah.
I assumed it was a guy called Joe.
No, it's not a guy called Joe.
Oh, I thought it was a guy called Joe too.
No, yeah. It references Joe the and fact the juice. That they do coffee there. So it's Joe and the Juice.
Oh,
so they do coffee and juice.
But with the UK hasn't really taken on the term Joe to mean...
No.
No one's going around saying, I have a cup of Joe.
It's also... No. Isn't it a Swedish company?
Yeah.
It's Scandinavian. Not an American company.
I'll tell you what, though.
They're everywhere
the
in Copenhagen.
Worst one I've ever had was in Copenhagen.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that's where it's... Isn't that where it's from?
Yeah. Well, but you know, I have... Here's my order currently. It's a Green Gains all the time. Mm-hmm. I have a Green Gains...
Because you're...
Gaining.
Yeah, you're gaining, right?
I'm putting on mass. I'm going to be real muscly.
Yeah.
And...
Would be funny.
Yeah, it'd be pretty funny if I turned into one of those comics. So, but, you know, all the muscly comedians tend to have some views that, I mean...
Some dark stuff going on.
Let's just say the hyperpop community wouldn't enjoy them. They'd be cancelled immediately. But
I didn't know that was a correlation. That makes sense, though.
All mostly comics don't trust them.
Yeah.
They suddenly get very tasty. But Green Gains, it's a very delicate balance with it. It's like a veggie kind of smoothie, and it has dates in it.
Mm.
But the difference between a good Green Gains and a bad one is how much they blend the dates in there.
Right.
Some people... Just you end up with whole dates just sitting at the bottom of the Green Gains.
No, blocking the straw.
I want them all chopped up, nice all the way through, so it gets that sweetness, because there's a lot of avocado that goes into a Green Gains. I don't just want it to taste like I'm drinking guacamole.
Mm.
So,
good point.
In Copenhagen, that is the worst Green Gains I've ever had.
Why are you throwing the horns?
Because I'm a Belchcore. I'm a Belchcore fan. Listener can't see
for
it.
The listener, James is making a point by putting devil horns up.
Devil horns, one with each hand.
Both hands, yeah.
That's because I love Belchcore. I love talking about drinking the Green Gains and then singing my favourite song. But it's the worst Joe and the Juice I've ever... And you know what? It varies everywhere you go. I always order the Green Gains. Sometimes it's my favourite drink ever. Sometimes it's the worst thing I've had. I'm always happy to roll the dice, but I was stunned that Copenhagen was the worst one.
How British are you in that sense? That would you go back and say, sorry, this is not good enough?
I will drink it all because I know that I am... I have a Green Gains, I'm rolling... Also, what I know is that if it's a bad Green Gains, I'm like, well, that's because all the sugary dates all at the bottom. So to be fair, this is now better for me. So I'm just going to drink it, leave the dates at the bottom. And
you ain't
and
leaving the dates at the bottom. Who are you
I'll
kidding?
Leave the dates at the bottom.
You're
man.
Not leaving the dates at the bottom.
I'm not eating.
You're not mixing
dates
it.
I'm not just eating the dates at the bottom. No, because they're whole dates at the bottom there. I'm not just chewing on them. That's mad.
I'd say I've used Joe and the Juice for the toilet almost.
Oh yeah, great.
Almost 90% of the time.
Yeah.
Love the toilets. Never really investigated the Joe or the Juice.
When you order a sandwich, just in terms of thickness of sandwich versus price, it's shocking, the ratio. As in, a very, very, very slim sandwich.
Right, okay, so it's the wrong ratio.
The wrong ratio. Yeah. But, I mean, everything's very expensive at Joe and the Juice, but their bread is insane. And, like, please try the sandwich just for the bread.
Because I'll be honest with you, not only have I never had a sandwich from Joe and the Juice, I don't think I've ever seen anyone order a sandwich from Joe and the Juice. I've never seen it. I've seen it on the video screen.
Yeah.
Because they've got a video screen behind the counter and to advertise all their products, and they show the sandwiches being made.
Yeah.
And it's interesting you say about how thin they are, because they show the process aerial shot, so you can't see the dimensions of it.
Smart. So smart. Really.
So now I know why that is. Yep, but I've never seen anyone have a sandwich before, and it's interesting to hear that the bread is so good.
Give it a go. Honestly,
it depends which branch you go to though, because the one in Copenhagen, I saw someone and all the filling was just down at the bottom.
What the hell? Just Copenhagen.
Yeah.
Joe and the Juice makes me absolutely sick. I'm furious about this. So they get the sandwiches wrong as well.
What sort of bread is it? Is it white
bread? I don't know anything about Nordic rye bread, but I knew something about Nordic rye bread, it would be that. Yeah.
So is it like quite a dark bread?
Dark, crispy.
Yeah.
Like not a crisp bread, but very crispy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Got holes in them.
Dimply Joe and the Juice bread.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then it's got, I don't think they use butter, they use pesto.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. It's really, really good. I actually had one this morning.
Do you want pesto on the on the bread as well?
I think I just want the Joe and the Juice sandwich.
You can you can have that. Can we do that? Can
it
we
is
do
bread.
That? Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a
Scott check.
A little nice bread product. Yep. And you're having the ham on there as well.
I think my favorite one is the one that doesn't have any cheese on it. It was just the Joe's Club sandwich,
Joe's Club, which
is chicken and avocado.
Great.
Slaps.
Can I have that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But absolutely. Yeah,
this is the first time someone's had a sandwich as a bread course.
Shame, isn't it? Because that should be a nice loophole that everyone should take advantage of.
Oh, there's more loopholes coming.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your starter, your dream starter.
Okay, so but before we start the starter, we have to get a pill.
Okay.
And crush it.
Mm-hmm.
And snort it.
Yes.
Because I'm very, very lactose intolerant.
Okay.
And so we have to snort some lactase.
Lactose pill, okay.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So we have to do...
Them. And snorting is to...
It's the best way.
It's the best way?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you talking about?
You just got to take some lactase. It's the enzyme lactose.
We've got friends who take lactose pills before they eat. We've seen it before.
Yeah.
I've not seen them crush it and snort it.
that's taking it right.
Yeah. So you're snorting them.
Yep.
Gets into your system quicker that way, right?
Yeah, because if you can't wait half an hour, you've got to wait half an hour before it kicks in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you were talking about pills and snorting, I was like, oh, God.
Oh, no.
Just another musician on talking about drugs.
Oh,
we
had
Mike Skinner.
So
we had Mike Skinner on, and he just talked about drugs the whole time.
Well, he's talked about it once.
Do you have to cut that stuff out?
No.
Oh, great.
No, we're allowed to. We can talk about whatever we want on here.
Oh, that's good.
This is freedom.
It's true freedom. It's a free country.
I thought, when you said first of all we need a pill, we need to crush it up and snort it. I was like, okay, this is going to be some drugs. We have some drugs chat.
I felt James try and go into cool James mode.
That doesn't
make sandwich taste nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never done drugs in my life. I don't know.
No.
But I know enough people who do drugs that, if I'm ever at a drugs party, I can I can get by with chat.
Yeah.
Make small talk about it and then make my excuses and run away.
What sort of small talk are you on?
Hey, were you doing some drugs there? Oh, in some countries that's illegal. I don't care. Do you? I don't care myself.
Yeah. I mean, every single party, if you said that, you'd be kicked out for being a narc.
No way.
You're checking you for a wire if you came up to me and said, in some countries that's illegal, but I'm cool with it.
Hey, you know who I hate? The Popo. Say that to them as well.
You hate the Pope?
I hate the Pope. Actually, anyone who does drugs hates the Pope, the Catholic Church. We talk about the film Spotlight. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Big stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
Great.
I didn't see a drug connection in that movie, but yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Well, it's there.
Right, I was there. It was on the underbelly of the movie.
No, talk about the Pope enough.
Yeah.
So you're having a lactose. You're just having one single lactose pill.
It's not a lactose intolerant pill. That would be an awful thing.
No,
to
you
take.
Don't want to yeah. ingest a lactose. You don't want to ingest lactose.
No,
it's lactase.
It's lactase.
Yeah, my one has a little cow on it.
Really?
Yeah, I got it from Amazon.
Mm. Should have a cow with a line through it.
You
I
shouldn't
think.
Buy pills from Amazon.
No.
But I did. Yeah.
With cows on.
Yeah.
Sounds like the sort of thing that would be on the news in the 90s.
Yeah.
Don't take this pill with a cow on it.
Yeah, also don't snort lactase, obviously. My God, goes without saying. But
it feels a bit dangerous to me to call it lactase. It's too similar to lactose.
Mm. Yeah, I know. It's just one letter.
Yeah.
Who will know? But anyway, so it's got a cow on it, and it's like there's different strengths of it. Uh-huh. So some are like weaker than others, but I get the really strong shit from Amazon.
Is it a different animal for different strengths, or that does the cow cool. get bigger?
I think the calf, lactase cow is ball. A mainly cow problem. Like I don't want to discriminate, but it is mainly a cow problem. Yeah. So that's why.
Calf cow bull would be good.
Calf for the weak one.
Yeah.
Cow for the regular, bull for the super strong one.
Yeah.
But I don't know what dairy you're getting out of a bull, really.
I know, that's what I was going to say.
Well, we know.
It's not factually accurate.
We're not all going to say it, but everyone knows what the standard joke is.
I think that's dairy.
I don't know. Benito, Google how much calcium is in cup.
He's refusing. Well, fair enough. He said no.
I just need to take my pill before I have this big old Amazon. Cup of bull cum.
Disgusting, Ed.
Yes.
Very dirty.
Thank you.
Anyway, sorry, I was going to then talk about a very upmarket establishment.
Yeah,
please,
sorry.
Please,
sorry for
please.
Where we took
sorry,
really. That was
no, I think.
Rude.
Yeah, no.
So you've snorted it.
I snorted it.
And now you're ready for your starter.
I'm ready for all
which
sorts
of... Which I guess has milk in it?
Cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese in it.
Yeah. It's the cheese souffle from Le Gavroche.
Mm. Oh, lovely.
So upmarket.
So upmarket.
We've gone so posh so quick.
Listen, I don't like paying a lot for my food. But when someone else is paying.
Yes.
Love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. I went to Gavroche with my ex-boyfriend, who's like quite rich.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think as a graduation present or something, his family took him to Gavroche, which is like, it's like a 3 Michelin star, isn't it?
Is it?
Oh, it's insane.
It's a big, wow. It's a big boy place.
Oh, ooh. It's like, but they have this cheese souffle they're famous for this cheese souffle.
Yeah.
But because I haven't been in like 8 years, yeah. I don't know if it still exists, but I'm pretty sure it still exists. But it's just this amazing, fluffy, just the most refined cheese souffle you've ever tasted. Because souffle is just a bit like, it's just a bit air, isn't it? But
that's often my issue with souffle. Is you're like, it's
you
a big
wait
old bit
10
of air.
Minutes and it's air.
Just hot air. Yeah.
A good one, though. Dessert souffles changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
Changed your life?
Yeah, yeah. The first time I had a raspberry dessert souffle from Greenaways in Edinburgh, I was like, I didn't know this could be that good. And I wouldn't have ordered it. I had it because I was doing a cooking competition. He teaches us how to make these raspberry souffles. So I had to eat it for that. Absolutely. I was like, oh, now every time I see it on the dessert menu, any sort of dessert souffle, I'm getting it because incredible.
Yeah.
I don't like dessert souffles really because I can taste the egg.
It's very eggy.
Eggy. And yeah, I don't want egg. I don't want eggy taste in my... Whereas savoury souffle...
Makes sense.
Don't mind a bit of egg and cheese. Mm-hmm. Lovely. Raspberry and egg. No, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
You like raspberry and egg?
Well, I did at the time.
Yeah.
Raspberry souffle. And we sang raspberry souffle to the tune of raspberry puree all the time.
Mm. Yeah. Is it not white egg?
It's white That's egg. Not... It's white egg.
What is it called?
Egg white?
Egg white.
You're so close.
Not white egg.
It's a lactose problem.
Yeah, exactly. So I was getting mixed up. White egg.
It is white egg.
It's white egg.
Yeah. Whipped up
white egg and raspberry.
Yeah.
So your ex-boyfriend's family took you to this place.
Yeah.
Do you want to like give a shout out to him and say thanks for the free food, sucker? Call them a poor, poor sucker. So thanks for giving me that great food, you sucker.
You sucker.
No, we're still friends, so I don't want that.
Fair enough.
Sorry.
No. But that was a very memorable meal.
Sorry to say that about your friend.
No, okay.
Sounds good. Was there anything in particular? Because like, if beforehand you were thinking, oh, souffles are just airy and boring, what was it that made this one so good?
It's like, as with any kind of establishment that just does something really well, it's really hard to say why it's so good, but it's like the best version of that thing that you've ever eaten in your life, and you know that it's never going to get any better.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it felt like.
Does that make you feel sad as well, though?
Because
if you know that it's the best one, you're just going to have to go back to Le Gavroche to have that experience again.
Yeah, I haven't been back since, so yeah, maybe it makes me a bit nostalgic. Mm-hmm. But again, I can with the help of some lactase, but I can't. Can't really anymore.
Did you go to the toilets to snort the lactase, or did you do it at the table?
Oh, I didn't need. I wasn't dependent on lactase at the time.
Oh, really? Yeah. This is a relatively
lactase
new
addict
thing.
At the time, I was just.
This is what made it happen.
I just had IBS.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you what, I've had a burp just there for the whole thing.
Do a hair flick.
What we were talking about. No, I just burped.
Oh, okay, fine.
Just did it. Fair didn't want to announce it until I knew it was out the system. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Great song, man. Great song.
Yeah, it's good. Going back and auto-tune that bit beneath. I wish you had just crushed up the lactose and did it in front of the family. That would have been fun.
That would have been amazing.
This is pre those times.
I think that's what, I mean, I'm sure the gavroche would just been totally fine with that as well.
They would have been fine.
I mean, let's just say, those Michelin star restaurants probably have people snorting a lot of stuff.
On the table.
Yeah, a lot of big lawyers go in there, ordering the best food,
for
snorting
lunch.
God knows what.
Lunch.
Off every available surface.
You coming over going, hey, it's pretty cool, man.
Hey, you're a lawyer, huh? That's cool. doing a bit of nose candy.
The old Bolivian marching powder.
Yeah, well, let it snow, that's what I say.
Hey, do you know that's still illegal, though?
Yeah. Illegal sometimes.
Funny old thing, you're a lawyer. You should know that, really, but, you know.
Yeah, you know the law better than me. Anyway, I'm going to have a souffle. Did you tell everyone at the table it was good? Did you turn to the parents and the boyfriend and go, this is great?
This is amazing.
This is the best start ever.
It was, I mean, it was in my early 20s, and I, like, genuinely didn't have any money. So this was, it was a taste of not only cheese, but wealth.
Not only cheese.
Those are the flavour notes. Cheese and wealth.
Cheese and wealth.
Yeah.
That'd be a good
advert.
I think
that's why it tasted good.
Yeah.
It tasted of wealthy people.
It tasted of wealth for the first time.
Yes.
Edge doesn't know, because you've had it your whole life, wealth. So you don't know what the difference is.
What the notes are. You just...
You've always tasted
know.
It.
I don't know what the difference are between the different cheese soufflés. I only know the taste of wealth.
You'll just go to Gavroche and be like, oh, this is average.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I'd flip the table.
Yeah.
This tastes normal.
What's the fuss about?
Just to let our listeners know, I'm not an oligarch.
No, it's not. It's not really. I'm heightening it for comedy.
Yeah.
Is that what oligarchs say when they're not impressed with their
food? Yeah.
This tastes normal.
This tastes normal to me. Why can't I find anything special in my life anymore?
I can only tell the difference between different green gains. That's all I can do.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Your dream main course. Are we getting out the lactase again?
No, lactase is taking a break.
That's it.
Yeah.
Would you have to, though? It's not a pillar course, is it? If you take it
I think
once.
It is a pillar course.
Is it?
But I don't think there's official guidance on it.
No, because you buy it from Amazon.
Yeah, exactly.
You buy it from Amazon with a cow on it.
You have to check the little questions at the bottom of the Amazon page.
Yeah.
It's not got a name, just a picture of a cow. And you buy it off Amazon.
I know. The risks are there.
Yeah.
No, I feel like it's a... Because the way... I'm just making shit up, but like the way enzymes work, which is completely factually accurate, is that there's the enzyme, and then you need to put the food on top of it, and the enzyme gobbles up the lactase, I'm making an enzyme fingers right now, and then
so you then need to do like an enzyme sandwich, really.
It's like I feel like it's an enzyme smush, like a smash burger, And then it gets carried into your digestive tract.
Yeah.
So that lactase is now gone.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
So then you need another one
for
the next.
You need another, like...
Smush.
You need another bottom bun.
Yeah.
For the top.
Yeah.
Lactase
yeah.
bun. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
complete
yeah,
sense.
Makes 100... more sense than any science I know.
Yeah.
it's not like I know anything. So
no. Yeah.
We had Brian Cox on this podcast once, and I basically understood what he said.
Oh, he doesn't
said
know anything, though. So.
No, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
He's a liar.
Well.
He makes it all up. I think he used the word smush at some point as well.
He said smush a lot.
Space smush.
Everything smushes together. He yeah. couldn't tell us, you know, what was evil in space and what wasn't. Yeah. So I think he is a liar.
Oh, that's yeah. all we want to know.
Mm. Are enzymes evil?
No.
No. Well, there you go. See? No. Could you get a straight answer?
Yeah, there we go.
Brian Cox just yeah, ummed it hard.
I'd rather get an unscientific straight answer.
yeah.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the world we're living in. You'll sell more records if you say stuff like that.
Huh?
You'll sell more records if you say stuff like that.
Really?
That you hate science. Yeah.
Okay.
Might be a guy who would back science. It up. Yeah, you get a lot of people backing you up on that.
Yeah. If you talk about enzymes, do you get further up the charts, do you think?
I think if you...
star?
I think you basically need to say that that you don't believe in experts.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then... Because at the moment, with all this sensible stuff you're saying, you're really cutting off quite a large part of society.
Oh, that's so true.
And you
the
need
non-believers.
It's all about broadening the audience, right?
Yeah. Flattening.
Regardless of the quality.
Flattening the audience.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you need to start denying science and then you'll get some really...
Okay, cool.
Some cool new listeners.
Yeah.
Weirdly, I think the unresearched enzyme chat will get you audiences like just across the board.
Okay, great.
People who like science, so they're like, oh, she heard of enzymes.
Yeah.
And people who hate science go, well, that's clearly bullshit. So we like her. So everyone will come and buy your
record.
So I think that alone, that whole breakdown you did, is going to like, that's like five times as many album sales, like instantly.
Wow, that's amazing.
So and that's we're not, good. You know, we're not asking for a percentage, but.
No, it's implied.
Yeah.
We'll chat about it.
This dream main course, no lactase happening.
No lactase.
No dairy in it.
Okay, so like I said before, I don't like to pay a lot of money for food because I'm Asian. Sorry, I'm just saying shit again.
Yeah, but
in my mind, if you're Asian, like because in Asia food is cheap,
right?
Like, I don't like paying a lot for what's actually not doesn't cost that much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like fine dining, I get it, but I don't like going to restaurants where it's just like, we just, you know, shouldn't be this expensive. Anyway, there's this place just outside of LA in Pasadena called Mr. Dragon's Noodle House. And it's literally the best Chinese food I've ever had in my whole life. And it was such a random stop because we were meant to go to a hot pot place nearby, but it was closed. So then we went to this Mr. Dragon's Noodle House, which is just the best name ever.
Yeah.
Mr. Dragon's Noodle House.
I mean, it sounds like the name of a restaurant in a film.
Yes.
It sounds like someone's made that up.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Dragon's Noodle.
Like,
I mean, someone has made it up.
Oh, it has. Mr. Dragon did.
Mr. Dragon.
Yeah. The Dragon Dynasty did.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Just that made up.
Yeah. So sorry.
It was completely empty, this restaurant.
Yeah.
And it was just the most. They have these beef rolls where it's like, I think it's like layers of pancakes, the very, very thin pancakes and like very, very thin beef. Mm-hmm. An egg, I think, and then it's rolled up, and it's very like it's like crisp in the bottom and the top.
Oh, nice!
And it's got loads of herbs in it. Oh my god! I've had a couple of like beef rolls before, but this was like the best. And they also do they do hampoo noodles? But it was like there's like a noodle soup, huge, and all the portions because it's America is fucking huge, ridiculous. And they have, I ordered an iced tea, and they brought an iced green tea that I kid you not was like 3-4 pints per portion.
Yeah.
What is it called when you like go to Germany and go to like a beer?
Like a Stein? Is that a Stein?
Stein, yeah.
What is it? You know when you there's like a it looks like a mug but
massive
big
boot.
Yeah, like that.
A foot on it.
A Stein is correct.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a
beer connoisseur.
Yeah, yeah.
Big well, cup.
Big
I'm,
cup.
I'm
big
not a beer cup. Connoisseur either, but I've learnt the terms so I can blend in with them when I turn up at beer festivals. What's that, a Stein? Yeah.
You know that's illegal in some countries.
Toodaloo.
Yeah, and I kid you not, it has like a cup of sugar in it.
Oh,
wow.
Which is, again, very American. They just hide a lot of sugar everywhere.
Just dump a load of sugar and stuff.
Yeah, it was insane.
Make it taste nice.
These beef rolls sound great.
It was just emotional. And they do these dumplings. You know, you get a lot of like dim sum that is steamed or pan fried, but this is kind of like both.
Oh, wow.
And it's got a very crispy bottom, but it's kind of like slightly more doughy at the top. It's just the best. And you crack it open, it's got so much juice in it.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, just anything there. So again, I have kind of cheated a bit.
So you want everything that you had?
Everything that I had that day.
At Mr. Dragon's Noodle Shop or whatever?
Yeah, Noodle House.
Yes.
It's his house.
It's his house.
It's his house, not shop.
Is it his house or is it his noodles house? Does he live somewhere else and his noodles live in the house?
Or is it the dragon's noodles?
Or is it the dragon's noodles? Well, it's Mr. Dragon, right?
Mr. It's Dragon.
100% Mr. Yeah, Dragon. Mr.
What do you think his first name is?
I don't know why I thought Donnie straight away.
Donnie Dragon.
Donnie Dragon.
Mr. Yeah. Mr. Donnie Dragon.
Mr. Donnie Dragon.
I love the name Donnie.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm trying to make my manager adopt the name Don.
That's a real power play to try and get your manager to change his name.
Yeah. His name is Will.
Yeah, that's not at all
similar. It's not Don.
Yeah,
Don. Yeah, yeah. But his middle name is Donald.
Mm.
And I've been telling him that it's way more showbiz if it's Don Frost.
Right.
Doesn't that sound like a manager? Don Frost.
It doesn't sound like a good manager's name.
No, it sounds like
in 25 years there's going to be a court case with Don Frost.
And no one will be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, well, it's Don Frost. I mean, when you've got a name like Don Frost is what the headlines will say.
Don Frost has been creeping a lot off the top, I think.
Yeah. Don Frost isn't to be trusted.
No, the accountants found something bad in Don Frost.
Yeah.
Will Frost. Great.
Very trustworthy.
Yeah. William Frost. Lovely, lovely person.
Billy Frost.
Wholesome. Billy Frost.
Yeah.
What a nice guy.
But I'm trying to get him to migrate over to Don Frost.
Mm-hmm.
By firstly doing in his email, like, was signature, saying William and then in inverted commas, the Don. Frost.
Yeah. So
William the Don Frost sounds like a wrestler. People are going to start thinking you're managed by a wrestler.
Yeah, but that's showbiz.
That's not showbiz.
That's showbiz, baby.
I mean, unless the comedy world is completely removed from the rest of showbiz.
Which I think it is, to some extent.
Often is, whenever we talk to anyone, it's like, oh. We've got it pretty easy in the comedy world.
Yeah.
William the Don Frost.
Yeah. He's literally next door. He's probably listening to this.
Oh, yeah. I guess we'll get sued by him after this. The Don.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Don taking us to court?
Yeah, the Don's very litigious,
I
think.
Again, showbiz.
Yeah, we're getting
Sounds
taken to court
to
by
me.
The Don.
Yeah.
Get She-Hulk to defend us?
Yeah. Sometimes I can tell when James has been watching something or listening to something because he'll try and get it into conversation immediately.
That's my favourite lawyer.
It's at the front of his brain.
That's the best lawyer in town.
Is it good?
It's brilliant.
Is it?
I love it.
I need to watch it.
She would defend us in court.
I didn't know she was a lawyer.
She-Hulk? Yeah, she's a lawyer.
Is the original Hulk a lawyer?
No.
Huh? The original Hulk?
Yeah.
No, Bruce Banner is a doctor. But in the comic books, She-Hulk is a lawyer. So she's his cousin.
God.
She was a lawyer all the time.
Yeah.
And then she became a Hulk and she carried on being a lawyer.
What kind of lawyer is she?
Hulk. She is in the superhuman law division.
Yes.
So it's all those kinds of
cases.
She
talks down the camera a lot. I don't know if I've told you this. I've been calling it Flea Hulk.
So. That's funny. That's good.
Yeah.
Are people doing that? Because I'm not on social media anymore. I don't know. Have people done that joke?
No, as far as I'm aware,
you
want to
tweet that right now because Rena's going to do that after. If you're not careful. Someone's got an album to promote.
I've been calling it Flea Hulk.
I can connect anything to my album promo.
Yeah.
And I will connect that to my album
Flea Hulk
promo.
Says, buy my album.
Yeah, exactly.
So you want the beef rolls, the dumplings,
the noodle soup.
And there was a green bean side dish. Everything was perfect. Like the best version of where Ralph had it. And it was so cheap. And there was so much to take home.
Yeah, I think that's fine. As a
I mean, it sounds absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
Talk to me about hot pot, though.
Yep.
Because I'm slightly obsessed with hot pot.
Love hot pot.
We've recorded some other episodes today, and in the previous one, hot pot came up.
I really tried to reach out to our guest about hot pot, and she was like, no, I don't like hot pot.
Yeah, so Ed's like really...
So I'm desperate to talk to
He really wants to bond with someone over hot pot.
I love hot pot.
It's so good.
Hot pot... Okay, this is what I feel that Asians have that the Westerns don't have. Do you say Westerns? I don't think that's the
case. I call myself a Western.
Yeah, Westerner.
Let's go with Westerns.
A Westerner? The Westerns.
Yeah.
I'm just making shit up today.
The Westos.
You guys don't have like an occasion around making the food together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas in Japan, like it's normal to like make gyoza together and then you pan fry the gyoza together, like in a, you know, like a grill at the table. And hot pot is one of those things where it's an occasion and you come together and you make the meal together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, it gives you something to do and it gives you something to talk about and discuss.
It's just great.
Yeah.
Same with like any like Korean barbecue place, like actually having the grill in the middle of the table and you can like chat as you do it. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. What's your favourite thing to put in hot pot?
I mean, I'm a meaty boy.
Yep.
But actually, when we went to Heidi Lau a couple of months ago, Leicester Square, and the shrimp, like the shrimp balls, like this is a shrimp paste, like the little balls of that, put that in there and just watch that cook away. And then, yeah, absolutely delicious.
The unidentified shrimp balls.
Yeah. So good into the really spicy tallow broth that when some drips on the thing and it dries, you see how much fat's in it.
It's just pure fat on top.
Pure fat, yeah.
Asians aren't scared of fat at all.
And why would you be?
Yeah.
I've tried many a time to scare an Asian person with some fat. It never works. Never scared.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Try all the time.
Chased after Mr. Dragon with a pot of peanut butter. Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Dragon, good to meet you. How's the fat?
He didn't bat an eyelid, that guy. He was fine.
Do you want a seat or what? What?
Do you want some noodles?
Yeah. Sit down. You're scaring me with that. Why can't I have a jar of fat with you?
You got to stop doing that, man.
Yeah, I should stop. But like, one day I'll get someone.
Yeah.
I'll get someone.
Just need to tweak the fat.
Yeah. How I'm presenting it. There's something going on and I'll find the right way.
Yeah.
They're definitely not scared of sesame oil.
No. Oh, tell me about it.
Vegetable oil.
Tell me about it. I've been down that road.
That one time.
Yeah, I've been down that road.
Yeah. Threw a bottle at Phil Wang. Didn't even duck.
Yeah. Take this, Phil Wang. Just caught it. Bam.
Drank it.
Thanks for the sesame oil. Oh, shit. Phil, that was quite expensive. So is your dream side dish part of this, or have you got a different dream side dish?
The side dish was the green beans.
How are the green beans prepared?
The green beans are definitely wok fried, which I believe is the most superior way of cooking vegetables. Mm-hmm. But it has to be a proper wok with like a jet engine underneath.
Right.
Normal, like you can't do wok meals on an electric stove or an induction.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not hot enough.
Fair enough.
You need to put an actual like jet engine Boeing flame underneath. Yeah. Otherwise, it's not wok. You don't get the wok hay, which is the smokiness you get from the wok.
Oh,
the sort of hazy, like proper, like actual heat. Yeah.
So that remains on the food and it's called wok hay. And that's what gives it that like natural smoky flavour.
This isn't more made up science, is it? Am I falling for it again, like the enzymes?
Yeah. No, I'm joking. It's
she's surreal. She's trying to confuse the Westerns.
She's got us.
Yeah. I can say anything to you guys.
I've never heard about that before. That's great.
Yeah. And then I think it had like some minced meat around it.
Yeah.
Basically like what cooking should be like, everything's under a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like super quick and it makes sure that like it's very crisp, like it's all very well cooked, but the inside is still crispy. You know, like perfect. My worst nightmare is overcooked vegetable. Like worst nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
I think we've all, I really think it's like if you're born prior to 1990, I feel like your entire childhood is just overboiled vegetables.
Mm-hmm. And you know then, the pain of overboiled vegetables. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Sure.
And then I think nowadays people know how to cook it a bit better and you shouldn't boil broccoli for like 10 minutes. You know what I mean? But before, I think we all grew up with overboiled vegetables.
School dinners.
Oof.
Forget it, man.
Just wet.
Yeah.
Wet
overboiled veg.
Carrots.
Still to this day, the most amped up I've ever seen my mother is when she got a steamer.
And
we started having steamed, and we were too young to appreciate that it was a big deal. And she would really hype it up to us every minute. Like, I steamed these.
Like,
Yeah.
She's like, it's nutritionally
superior. What's the pudding, mum?
Yeah.
You know what the question is at the Acaster table.
Unless you're steaming a sticky toffee pudding right now, we don't care about the steamer.
I don't care that you steamed the broccoli.
But now do you appreciate?
Yeah. I get why she was excited about it now, and I apologise to her for... I'd like to formally apologise on the podcast to my mother for not being excited about it.
Have you got a steamer?
No, because I hated having to wash that up.
It's a nightmare.
As a kid, we were doing we're taking it in turns to washing up, drying up. And every time she used that steamer, I was like, I've got like three stories of plastic here that I need to wash up for you.
When you saw her using it on your wash up night, is it annoying on dry up night as well?
Yeah, you still got to do that. Yeah, I still didn't enjoy drying it.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so much more work. That if you just boiled it in a little saucepan, now I've got to do all these layers of stuff. Disgusting. I hated it.
That's the thing about gadgets, isn't it, though? Convenient until you have to wash it up. And then I have a mini chopper, which is my favourite gadget.
Talk me through it.
Mini chopper.
Mini chopper is like £10. My one's from Tefal, and it's got a white lid and a green pulley. And it's got a string.
Yeah.
And it's got two blades inside. So it's not electrical, like you don't have to plug it in.
Yeah.
It's like tiny. And then you just like pull loads. Like, does that make
sense? Like a motorboat?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it chops up everything really fine.
And does it do it? Does it look sort of uniform the way it chops it up?
Absolutely not.
Oh no, it's a disaster.
No, it's a disaster, but does it save time?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But then you end up making something with like loads of different sized cubes in it and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's.
So you put stuff in there.
Well, you just got to do it so much that it's pulverized, you know, and then it's consistent, finally.
Yeah, but then it's just a paste, right?
It's just a paste.
Yeah, it sounds awful, Rina, to be honest.
Yeah, your favourite gadget.
It's my favourite.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's my favourite. Also, you know, like, if you have to wash the lid, which contains the string in it?
Yeah.
Think about it. Think about the wet string.
Yeah, yeah. Forget it. I'm never getting that.
No.
The thought of washing it up alone would make me never want to buy that.
Yeah. Doesn't go in the dishwasher?
No, of course not.
God, you can't put string in the dishwasher. What am I thinking?
No.
The amount of times I've tried to wash a load of string.
Yeah?
Yeah. Nightmare. Try and wash my string vest in the dishwasher.
In the dishwasher?
Yeah.
It's all tangled.
Yeah, all tangled up. Got to buy a new string vest.
Yeah. I'd like this to carry on, please.
Yeah.
I've just learned how to load a dishwasher, though.
Okay. What are you talking about?
No, like properly. I bet no one knows how to actually load.
We don't usually ask guests their age, but earlier you said people born before 1990. And I was like, as if?
Yeah.
I didn't believe that you were born.
I'm born in 1990.
You were born dead on.
Dead on 1990.
Okay. But you only just learned how to load a dishwasher.
Properly.
Properly. So you've been doing it wrong your whole life.
Yes.
Okay.
So do you think we're not going to know this?
You're not going to know this.
Okay. Let's hear it.
I just
Let's
know.
Hear it. Yeah. Here we go.
The direction of the plates.
Yeah.
Which, like, do you do it against the angle? Do you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. You know the little spikes in the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
You're meant to do it with the angle of the spikes. Just visualize it.
So you've got to flip them round.
You've got to flip them round so they're really tilted.
Mm.
Now, I think we're talking about different dishwashers here because I've got like a little half-size one.
Yeah.
And there's no angle on one line. So
is it just straight
they
like
sit
that?
Quite straight up.
Okay.
For the plate. And my plates are quite thick, not showing off.
So it got a rim.
So they've got big old rims. So I've got to leave a space in between each one.
Oh, that's
And that's
so
actually
annoying.
Perfect for that one. But the others are slanted and I've been doing it the wrong way, I think, for the little plates and bowls.
Because it's not you're not standing it up in a cupboard. That's not the way it should be really slanted because that is how like the water shoots up and properly cleans it.
What are you putting on the top shelf of the dishwasher? What's
glass
going on
glass
there?
Glass and bowls.
Glass and bowls?
Yeah, glass and little bowls.
I never know what to put up there.
Yeah, put in plates east facing, bowls south facing, and then I just like dump the cutlery in when it's mid-cycle.
That's what the manufacturers would want.
Yeah. You've got to do it as you go. Top shelf, mainly just... Yeah, you know, lemon juices.
Yeah.
Yeah, just...
Well, you get through a lot of them,
all my
you?
Lemon juices on the top there.
Things that you're not really meant to put in the dishwasher, you should put on top.
Yeah, naughty
like
things.
Like knives. Oof. Yeah. Microplanes. Ooh.
Microplanes?
Yeah.
There's no point in putting a microplane in the dishwasher, is there? It's not doing
not
the job.
It.
It's not. Especially if you've taken a microplane to a bit of ginger, you're not getting those hairs out.
No, it's true.
It comes out looking hairier.
Yeah, it's true.
If anything.
With a beard.
Yeah.
And you pull it out and it's a string vest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, perfectly woven. Your dream drink.
This is a Japanese drink and it's called a sudachi sour. And sudachi is a type of citrus fruit that is, again, I'm making shit up, native to Japan.
Wow.
I don't think that's true.
No? So but, you're, that's this is a, it's the...
Well...
But you can tell us that and we'll believe it. So.
Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, it's native to
but
Japan.
Then but then you tee them up with... The thing is that before you say your lies, you tee it up with, I'm making this up.
Yeah.
Which makes it
more believable.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. If you like flag it up with this is bullshit.
Yeah.
And then you tell them
lie. And then people think it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Then people will not believe it, I guess.
It's like I think we find in comedy sometimes is for a long time I'd start my jokes by saying, this is really funny.
Yeah, yeah.
People don't believe it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
It makes it very difficult.
You've got to sneak up on them with it. Otherwise,
if we say, here's the funny bit.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay. So tsudachi is a Japanese citrus that is native totally to Japan.
Oh,
it doesn't
wow.
exist Salt. Anywhere else. Yeah.
I believe it. What's it like?
It's a much more bitter version of a lime.
Okay.
It's kind of close to yuzu, but it's more limey. And then you mix vodka and then it's just sparkling water. But that is my favourite. There's a lot of different variations of sours. And there's also one of my other favourites, which is the Japanese plum sour.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Have you ever tried a Japanese plum?
Like umeboshi.
Umeboshi. Very, very, very sour.
Mm-hmm.
But you like squash it at the bottom. And then you just pour vodka and then pour fizzy water.
Mm.
And I think that, you know, just the vodka and fizzy water is really taboo. You have to add another like actual fruit in it. And then I think that's when it tastes good.
Mm. See, when I think of sours, I think of whiskey sours or like whatever, and they've always got egg in them to froth them up.
Yep.
And souffle. I like that, but there's,
it's a souffle drink.
I guess we're coming back to, is that too eggy for you? You know, is it, because like you guys don't like eggy in your desserts?
Raw
like
egg white cocktails? Doesn't taste as eggy as cooked egg white for me.
White egg, if you please.
That's so true,
White egg.
White
egg. Yeah. If you're eating white egg cooked, it tastes eggy.
Mm.
Yeah.
The raw stuff whipped up, no, it's not eggy.
So you're both okay with that?
Yeah, yes. Totally fine.
Is there egg white in these drinks you're talking about now? Or
no,
not?
It's very refreshing.
So it's just a refreshing sour.
So refreshing, yeah. I really don't drink that much. Mm-hmm. In fact, I had two drinks yesterday.
Yeah?
And I have a hangover this morning.
Do you?
It's very sad. I used to drink like a bottle at pre-drinks at university and then go out and then drink another bottle of wine. Mm-hmm. And now I just...
What's
one
happened?
Glass.
What's gone wrong?
I think I actually don't possess the enzyme to break down alcohol.
Is it time to get on Amazon?
Maybe there is something for that.
A little pill with a pint on it.
Oh, great. There we go. If there isn't, then I'm making one.
Yeah.
For sure. So dangerous.
They do have pills that are supposed to prevent hangovers.
Does it work, though?
No, I'm almost certain they don't work.
No. I've always started drinking biodynamic wines because I've heard...
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Is it?
Yeah.
All my pop girlfriends tell me that it's
people
it's
love
real.
Saying that.
The pop girlfriends?
No, like the pop girls... who are my friends, they all say, dynamic wine, it's amazing, it doesn't give you a hangover.
Yeah.
It's because I think people think that because it's often lower alcohol.
Oh, is that? Oh, okay.
So it's like, compared to like, you might get a bottle of red wine that's like 13.5% or something.
Mm.
And then a lot of natural and biodynamic wines are like 10%, 9%, some of them. And you feel like, oh, I'm having a bottle of wine, but you're not. You're having like half a bottle of wine.
Oh, and that's why it doesn't give you as much of a hangover.
Yeah, I think so. But also, I've managed to get some pretty horrible hangovers on biodynamic wine.
Oh, he's up for a challenge this
week.
He'll
let's do it. Let's take some shots right now.
Yeah. All in the name.
I'll disprove it. Let's do the experiment.
Yeah, let's do it. That's what I want. I want to know if that's true or not, honestly, because, I mean, I can't drink normal wine anymore.
That's devastating.
I know. Yeah. But the thing is, I couldn't even tell the difference between like any of the different... You know when people are like, this is the best wine you've ever had?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or they'll, I don't know, it's like a celebration moment and they're bringing out this incredibly old wine or whatever.
Yeah.
Can't taste it.
Yeah.
Can't taste different, sorry. And coffee as well for me, I can't. I'm just like Starbucks or artisan coffee, I can't taste different.
So that's interesting that you... can taste wealth in food, but not drinks.
No, oh, yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No wealth there.
No.
Interesting. So I guess that's a challenge that one day you might have a drink and you can taste the wealth.
Mm, yeah.
You know what I do? I take a sip of expensive wine and I go, this is normal to me.
Yeah.
You just spit it.
I spit it.
Yeah, across the table.
Normal.
Yeah.
Who are your best friends who are also musicians?
I don't have a lot of like best friends in the industry, but like, I mean, I speak to Charlie, XCX, a lot.
I referenced her earlier.
Yeah.
Queen of hyperpop.
Yeah.
Queen of everything. But she can drink.
I'll tell you what, that playlist I made.
What's it got in it?
I run you into Charlie XCX.
Which song?
Claws.
Love it.
Bam, bam.
You need the ultimate test is Vroom Vroom by Charlie XCX. That's Charlie and Sophie.
Yeah. Was that an EP?
Album's that
I think
from?
It's an EP, but I might be wrong. I might be wrong there, and that's it now. All my credentials
I'm
that I've
really
built up on this episode are gone.
I think it was an EP, yeah.
Feel like a pretty old man right now.
I should know. I'm gonna get cancelled.
But you like Belchcore.
I like Belchcore.
So don't forget.
I like Lou's old band. Lou used to be in a band.
Oh, Lou from the Hot Sauce Company was in a band.
He's in a band called Pine. He's not in Pine anymore, but they are an excellent metal band.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It was an EP. Yes!
It was an EP.
Dream dessert.
Okay, here again. Snorting time.
Okay, snort away.
Snort away.
Oh, different
smell. Sorry, that wasn't the right sound.
No, that. Do yours again? Yeah, that's not.
That's what I do when I go to the drug parties. Let me have some of that.
The drug parties.
Hey, guys.
When people, you know, when people snort cocaine, they don't do it like pigs.
I want to do a bump of that cocaine.
Oh,
Benito hates this.
Oh, God.
That's how I snort the cocaine, but I waddle away.
You trying to fit in, people all crowded round.
Hey, guys, what's
doing
that?
Doing lines. Oh, do you want to snort a line, James? Yeah, cool. Yeah, I've just done loads tonight, but yeah, here we go. What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, thanks, guys. Hey, you know, for years, I didn't do cocaine for 5 years and then started doing diet cocaine. And it tastes just like normal cocaine.
So the lactase is back out.
Lactase is back out because, honestly, desserts without lactose is hell.
Sure.
Are we off to Creamy Town? What's going on?
Oh, on Creamy Town.
Yeah.
This is, again, another unrelatable Japanese food that I'm going to introduce.
Okay.
I love Japanese convenience stores. I don't know if you've been to a convenience store in Japan.
Not in Japan.
They just have... I mean, I think across Asia, it's just a different...
Ben finds certain things quite funny, and he find it funny that when you said, I don't know if you've been to a Japanese convenience store, I was about to say yes, because I've been to one in London. And when you said in Japan, I went, not in Japan. which made me look like it was a stupid thing I was about to...
Okay.
And he likes those it moments a lot.
Yeah.
He's done so many of these episodes that the things he finds funny is stuff that even if someone had listened to every single episode of Off Menu, they wouldn't get the tiny things that Ben notices.
He's a weird guy as well.
So his favourite thing is me going to go, yep, oh, no.
Oh, no.
If I look stupid, he enjoys it.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah.
The 7-Elevens in Japan are insane. What's the other...
There's Lawson.
Yeah.
But they have like the natural version. So there's like natural Lawson, which is like the more organic one.
Right.
It's very direct. Lawson or natural Lawson. And they have a Family Mart.
Mm-hmm.
But just the food is just insane. Anyway, so in natural Lawson, I was staying at this hotel in Akasaka, which is where I wrote one of my songs on my old album called Akasaka Sad. There was this natural Lawson across the road and they have this, do you know what a mochi is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine like the mochi skin, but very, very thin. Inside that is a layer of cream. And inside that is a very, very thin, but soft layer of sponge. And then inside that is more cream. And then in the middle of that is a strawberry.
Oh, wow.
What?
It's fucked.
Wow. How big is this thing?
Palm of your hand size.
So like a tennis ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's got the texture of a cake, but it's got the pull of the mochi.
Oh. I wouldn't know how to go about eating that. In a dignified way.
Because it has lots of powder on it.
So there's the powder and then the cream.
Then the cream.
And you've got to get to the strawberry.
Then they've got the sponge.
Yeah.
And then it's got the cream and then the strawberry in the middle.
I'm going to eat that alone in the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
I'll eat that alone in the toilet.
Crying.
I'll eat that with you in the toilet, Ed, if you have me.
Yeah. I never got over, I never had one, but I couldn't bring myself to get over the weirdness of it, was the, like a sando with cream and strawberry.
Oh, yeah.
In
fruit sando.
And I would love it, but it just feels so strange.
I'd do it straight away. Yeah. I didn't even know it existed until you just said.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I saw one of them.
Oh, they.
I want to go to Japan so much. I've never been.
Oh, man.
The food is just insane.
Go.
Yeah.
And so cheap.
I'd pack just one suitcase, but full of fat.
Yeah.
And then I'd go to Japan, and then I'd be like, anything to declare? Yeah. Fat party! How do you like this? And then it'll all be. Yeah. We'll see if I scare them, finally.
And
they wouldn't be scared.
We'll see. We'll see how
Japan's not great from jail.
Oh, yeah. Pretty bad in jail. Still, though, that would really help me put my scaring skills to the test. If I can scare prisoners, then I can scare anyone. So if I go to prison, smuggle some fat in up my ass.
Yeah.
And then scare everyone.
Yeah. I mean, your fingers are being chopped off straight away.
Mm.
You're getting absolutely yakuza'd as soon as you bring in a bottle of olive oil to a Japanese prison.
But it might be quite novel, that's a new thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard anyone do that.
They might like
a tactic.
Me.
They might like you.
Honestly, though.
I like this guy.
Yeah.
He's weird.
Have you met him?
Honestly, there's going to be a script writer in this who's listening to this podcast that's just like, whoa, wait a minute. That's great superhero trick.
Yeah, this Westerner who goes to Japan and tries to scare people with fat and ends up in prison smuggling olive oil up his ass. What's this dessert called?
I don't know.
Mochi?
Benito? Cake.
Mochi cake with a strawberry in the middle.
Mochi cake with a strawberry in the middle. It is very... Their desserts in, like, Natural Lawson and all those convenience stores are very descriptive, so it probably could be mochi cake with cake in the middle. Mochi with cake in the middle.
Mm. I think mochi was the last food that I had that genuinely surprised me, and I'd never had anything like it before. Mm. Texturally.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing like it. It's crazy.
It's pounded rice.
Yeah, and the way they make it as well, like...
Insane.
The Hammer Lads just going for it.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's dangerous, though.
Yeah,
it's also
people
something
die.
That
yeah, because they have to have the exact right rhythm, right?
Oh, not that. I mean, people die eating it.
Really?
Yeah, because if you're like a kid or an old person and you eat like a big, because the mochi that we have in Japan is like a square of mochi.
Yeah,
and you put it in the they call an oven toaster, which mm-hmm. is basically a grill, and then you wait till it kind of like explodes, and that's when it's like when it gets hot, then it's fully soft and chewy.
Right.
But you have to be careful. You have to chew it little by little because otherwise it can get blocked in your throat.
So people just choke to death.
People
on
choke
it.
To death.
That's
every
when you
year
know
there's
good.
Casualties. It's what? A every, around because it's a delicacy that you eat in like the New Year's Day, like celebrations. So people die.
Suppose some people on New Year's Day.
Yeah, I know.
That's how good days, it is that people are like, I'm still going to eat it.
Yeah.
Well, so they'll think, won't they? Like, I hear that a certain amount of people die from this every year, but it can't be me. The likelihood of that. But then I guess while it's happening, they must be thinking in their head, it's me this year. I can't believe it's me this year.
I was so arrogant. Said it wasn't going to be me.
It's me this year.
Little tiny white square.
I'm a
statistic. I'm going to read your menu back to you now, see how you feel about it.
Yeah, go on.
Still water.
Yeah.
Pop it on some bread. You want Joe and the Juice, Joe's Club.
Yes.
Your starter, first of all, you want to snort a lactose tablet.
Lactase
tablet.
Oh, Jack, you've got to get
every
this right,
time.
Man.
I've got to stop. I mean, if I'm going to blend in at these drugs parties, I've got to learn my terminology. You start at a cheese souffle from Le Gavroche. Am I saying that right?
Le Gavroche.
Main course. You want to go to Mr. Dragon's Noodle House and have beef rolls, dumplings, noodle soup, and side dish also from Mr. Dragon's Noodle House of the wok fried green beans. Drink a sudachi sour.
Yes.
Dessert, this mochi cake with strawberry in the middle, from Natural Lawson.
Yes.
How do you feel about that, hearing it back? It sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah.
Sounds really good. Sounds bloaty.
Sure.
But that's the best kind of meals.
You're having a thin sandwich to start.
Mm-hmm. And then having a sandwich to start is not real. It's not normal.
Do you want
to,
pre-meal.
Do you want to crush up a rennie and snort that at the end?
Oh, yeah.
I think at the end we're just going to have to bring you a massive mirror with all sorts of
everything.
Digestive rennie. Pills just all crushed up into lines. Yeah. And you go for it.
And then just like some Pepto Bismol, just bits liquid. So you just
That's not going to be dignified.
Yeah.
You can snort everything on that mirror, and then when the mirror's clear, you'll just see a reflection of me standing behind you with a jar of fat.
That's the only way you're going to do it.
I think that scares people.
Yeah,
right?
But that's not. It's not the fat.
Actually, it's very scary.
Yeah. That is you who's scaring them.
Yeah. So suddenly there's someone behind them. Yeah. So that doesn't count. I won't count that as a win.
Worth the go, though.
Yeah. It's worth a try.
Let's end this episode now.
With a disclaimer. Yeah. Please do not snort any of digestive aids. Yeah.
Don't order pills off Amazon. Don't snort.
No, actually don't. Sorry, I don't want to endorse anything.
Rina, thank you very much for coming to the Dream Restaurant.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Rina.
There we are. Lovely chat with Rina.
Brilliant. Brilliant menu.
Yes.
Lovely chat. And no mention of Banana Yop.
No mention of Banana Yop. But I think I seem to remember I said I put a string vest in a dishwasher.
You did say that. You were high as a kite at the time. I guess you wouldn't remember. You don't know. You crushed up a load of lactase tablets and snorted them up your butt. So you won't remember that you spoke about that.
What?
But you did say you put a string vest in a dishwasher.
And I make one out of ginger string.
And you would make one out of the ginger string as well. So yeah, you were kind of you were really buzzing, man.
I'm a crazy guy.
Also, that's another good reason why Banana Yop wasn't in there, because that would have required a lot of lactase pills.
Oh my god, that's a whole packet. You'd have to get one of those subscriptions from Amazon for that.
Yeah, you'd have to get a full year's worth subscription and do them all at once.
You'd have to take a pill so big it would have a full sized cow printed on it.
Yeah, the scale.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
A scale cow. Not a scaly cow.
Not scaly cow. That's a fish.
Yeah.
I don't know what a scaly cow would be, really. A manatee?
Yeah, manatee.
Have they got scales?
Nah.
No. Bah.
Don't forget that Rina's new album is out now. Hold the girl.
And her hot sauce, This Hell. And she's on tour.
So many things going
absolutely
on.
Absolutely no excuse for you not to have more Rina Soriyama in your life.
Yes, go get it. I'm on tour as well. Go and see me on tour. Ed Gamble, electric. edgamble.co.uk for tickets.
I got a book out, James Acaster's Guide to Quitting Social Media, Being the Best You Can Be, and Saving Yourself from Loneliness, Volume 1.
I've not read it yet, but I put it at the front of my shelf. It's like a lovely ornament.
Yeah. Look, and people don't have to read it. That's what people who bring out books don't tell you. I'm happy for you to use it as an ornament. I get paid the same either way.
Yes. Audiobook out?
Yeah. I'll listen to that. Yeah, just listen to it.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear my voice a bit too much. I wouldn't really expect you guys to go anywhere near the book or the audiobook, actually, the two of you.
That's a shame.
You need a break.
If I wrote a book and neither of you read it or listened to it, I'd be gutted.
Yeah, well, I'd read yours.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd read it in Benito's voice. So I feel like I got both of you around.
My name's Ed Campbell and I was born in Wimbledon. I got diabetes, but it's okay. I used to be fat, but now I'm a bit less fat. I do a podcast with my best friend James. He's cooler than me.
Slammed both of you at once.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's boiling in here.
Yeah, I hate it.
It's boiling hot. We've got another record to do today, and that guest is going to go away with an opinion that I stink.
Thank you for listening. Oh, God, what happened to my fucking voice?
Bet again.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
I'm the Great Benito. Thanks for listening to Ed and James Off Many Podcasts.
Don't go hungry.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.